Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Vicki Blair Martin with Coldwell Banker in Elko, Nevada. Last year, she closed 140 transactions with a total sales volume of $33 million. Her average sales price was $241,000, of which 30% were buyers and 70% were sellers. She has a 5-member team, one buyer agent, one transaction manager, one listing manager, one runner, and one team leader. Vicki Blair Martin is the team leader of the Blair Martin team. She's been an agent for 25 years and works the Elko and Spring Creek markets. In this call, Vicki talks about starting part-time in real estate and making more money than her prior full-time job as a dental assistant, working in a small rural gold mining community that averages only 55 sales per month, how her production increased from 35 closings per year by herself to 140 closings with one buyer agent when she hired a coach at the Mike Ferry organization. In her best year, she personally closed 102 homes. Why she makes 40 calls per day for 2.5 hours each morning. Who she calls and what she says. How she gets one listing appointment from every 32 contacts. Role plays and scripts for prospecting calls to your past clients in sphere of influence. Voicemail messages. Appointment setting, and seller qualification. The expectation that 10% of your past clients in sphere of influence will send you a transaction this year if you contact them by phone and mail 4 times per year. A description of the postcard she mails and why it works. Her huge 70% profit margin by running a prospecting-based practice. What is in her pre-listing package? Role-playing partners, mastermind calls, and the 1-minute listing presentation. Script for canceling a listing appointment for the seller with a competing agent. Where to hire people with the best work ethic for your team. How you can help home builders and end up listing their new construction projects. Team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Vicki.
Thanks for having me today, Mike. I'm excited to share.
Hey, Vicki, it's great to have you here. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom, and before that, I was a dental assistant.
So how long were you a dental assistant?
I think I was a dental assistant for 3 years. Prior to that, I worked at a grocery store in the bakery department as a cake decorator.
Now, did you say you were a stay-at-home mom after the dental assistant?
Yeah, so I had a 2-year-old and was pregnant with my second child when I got my real estate license in 1991.
And how long were you a stay-at-home mom before you got into real estate?
Not very long. Like I said, I had a 2-year-old and then I was pregnant with my second child, about 7 months pregnant when I got my real estate license. So I just worked part-time in the beginning, meaning when my husband got home from work and then on the weekends, and I took what we called call forwarding and did pretty well in the first year.
Well, tell me about that first year. It sounds like you might have had a fast start.
Well, it was kind of fun because, and we're talking many, many years ago, I was making about $16,000 as a dental assistant working full time. And I thought to myself, if I got my real estate license and I could make that in my first year working part time, then this might be for me. And I exceeded that in the first year. I think I made $22,000. And again, that was back in 1991, 1992.
Do you recall how many transactions you closed that first year?
Well, I remember my average commission was probably at about $1,400.
Sure. So we're probably talking just under 20 closings or so that first year, maybe 15, 20?
That's about right. Yeah.
That is a fast start. For the people listening who may be on the newer side, they probably are very curious. How did you do that? What were you doing that first year to get that quick start?
Honestly, I was talking to everybody I knew. And at that time, my mother owned the company and she had purchased a Better Homes and Gardens franchise. and had gone to one of their meetings, and she came home and said, you have to go out and you have to knock on doors. And Better Homes and Gardens was giving out magazines at that time to their offices. So they would come in the mail every month. So I would put my kids in a little red wagon, and I would go door to door handing out Better Homes and Gardens magazines and introducing myself.
Now, you mentioned you were doing that in the evenings and the weekends. How many hours a week were you going out and knocking on doors?
Oh, not that much. At that time, I was probably going out maybe 4 hours a week, and then I would take the call forwarding. So our office at the time had about 7 agents, because I'm from a very small town. We had about 7 agents, and I would take the call forwarding. So the phones would get forwarded at night. So if anybody called on a listing, I would answer their calls and set appointments.
Very good. So you were taking a floor call.
I was taking a floor call, and then I was also going to as many different meetings that I could to in the community, and just letting everybody know that I had my real estate license.
How long have you been in the business now?
I started in 1991, and I'm here 25, almost 26 years in May.
And so everybody understands where you're at. How many transactions did you close last year, and what was your sales volume?
So we closed, and when I say we, it was me and my buyer's agent, 140 residential sales. And then with our land listings, we actually closed 200 transactions.
So 140 houses or condos, townhomes, and then another 60 pieces of raw land?
Correct.
It's just you and one buyer agent?
Correct.
Of the 140 houses, how many of those did you personally sell?
I sold 102.
Wow. And then the land, the 60 pieces of land, what percentage of that was yours, you personally?
So my buyer's agent, the only listings that she does take is raw land. She doesn't take residential listings. I list all the properties, and she works with all the buyers. So currently, I have a builder in the area that sells about 40 to 50 homes a year and purchases land. So she lists and solicits for land listings. And then when we list those, we see if our builder would like to purchase. And so he does a lot of the time. And so that's how we were able to do so many land transactions.
That's extremely productive for an individual agent. You closed 102 residential properties last year. Now, I know you have some administrative assistants, and we're going to go into that, but it's just the two of you doing the sales production. That's pretty incredible. That's pretty impressive. How long have you and the buyer agent been working together?
So the buyer's agent actually is my sister, and we owned a real estate company for many years together, in which my mentor, Mike Ferry, encouraged me to sell, and we did back in 2009. So way more productive, make way more money by selling myself than I did being a real estate broker. So with that being said, she, KP is her name, my buyer's agent, sister, decided to join my team about a year and a half ago.
Well, that's really interesting in and of itself. So you did the brokerage side, but it wasn't as profitable as running an individual practice. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
How long did it take you to figure that out? How long did you run the company?
So my mom started the company back in 1980. My sister and I went to work for her in 1991, and then she groomed us for about 10 years and retired to the beach in Florida until 2001, and then we took it from 2001 to 2009, and we actually grew the business quite a bit, and it was very profitable. It just wasn't as profitable for me having partners as it would have been maybe on my own. So my mentor, Mike Ferry, had coached me and encouraged me to sell the business and just, you know, go out on my own. So we sold the business to the biggest competitor. So when I say on my own, I just mean selling for him. And he acquired our agents. So now the company does half the market share in town. But you got to remember, we're a very, very small town. There's only about, our population is 35,000 people. And there's nothing for hundreds of miles that surround us. Our closest big city is Salt Lake City, Utah, and that's 220 miles away. There's only 55 homes that close per month on average. So got to know that with that inventory, that's not a lot, considering most markets are huge.
I have to do bit of number crunching there, but it sounds to me like you have about 660 closings in the whole community per year, and that you just closed 140 of those, about 25% of the market share. Is that sound about right?
Well, it's really not, because every transaction has two sides.
Okay, very good. That's a good point.
So when you look at it that way, I think we were at about 15% market share.
The brokerage, how big did it get? How many agents were working for you when you were at your peak?
At our peak, we were close to 20. I want to say 18 to 20.
And then by merging with the other company and then doing your own business, it's more profitable for you. I just wanted to give people a little bit of scale there. Thank you so much for going into that. Now, you mentioned where you're at, and where you're at, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, is Elko, Nevada. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm in Elko, Nevada.
Describe to us the community you started. Tell us what it was. It sounds like it's kind of a rural community. It's out by itself. It's a little isolated.
It is. So our town thrives on gold. We have two of the world's largest gold producers here in the area. So we're a mining town. And so the price of gold has been high for many years now. So it's been a very, very good market here for us. We've been very fortunate.
Do you ever get into selling gold mines or gold claims?
No, it's not quite that easy. I wish.
Do you deal with mineral rights or anything like that when you're selling these properties? Okay, that's already been cut off long ago.
Most all the properties do not include mineral rights when we're selling residential.
So are you getting kind of a land rush then, a gold rush of people coming in to do the mining?
Not so much anymore. We did see quite a big rush, 2000. Our markets fluctuated quite a bit. So let me back up, because everybody says, wow, gold prices have been up since 2004. You didn't get hit in the market times in 2008, 9, and 10 like the rest of us. But what happened was, back in the late 90s, when I was selling real estate, 1996 to 2004, the price of gold tanked. And we went to about 240, 250 an ounce. And what happened was, our real estate market completely dried up, and we had mostly short sales and foreclosures. So it was a very challenging time. And while everybody else in the country was booming and doing fantastic, we were really struggling. So when the gold price started to go up in 2004 and 5, we just went boom and started to sell like hotcakes. Crazy. We had never experienced anything quite like it. Well, then the recession hit, 2007-8 started to come around, and the way that it affected us, we had people coming in because the gold price kept going up with the economy getting so bad everywhere else. Gold went up. And when that happened, people were trying to come into work here because the mines were hiring, but they had houses in other areas to sell. So we couldn't really sell a whole lot of houses because the buyers didn't have any money, or they were tied up in a foreclosure somewhere else. So it did affect us, but not as badly as most of the rest of the country did.
That really shows that real estate is a local phenomenon. You were going up while everybody else was going down, and vice versa.
Correct.
How is your real estate market right now?
I would say it's a very steady market. This is my favorite kind of market to sell in. It's not super hot. Although, if you list a house and it's priced correctly, it sells within the first couple of weeks. And if you don't, it sits there.
Why would it sit there? What would be the problem?
Well, a reason that a home doesn't sell is either price or condition. But most of all, we know it's always about the price.
What type of home are you typically selling? Are you usually selling a property that is in a residential neighborhood where it's all subdivided out? Are you selling land or ranches? What kind of properties are you selling?
Well, that's a great question. So in the city of Elko, there's a population of about 21,000, and that's residential. So city lots, you know, anywhere on the average of 8,500, 10,000 square foot lot. And then we have another.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.